You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Darrell Conner. Coming up Monday morning on Ideas Network, join us for a Tinsel Tales holiday special from 6 to 8 a.m. Voices from NPR's past and present share stories of the season. Some are funny, some are touching, some are insightful or surprising. That's Monday morning from 6 to 8 here on the Ideas Network.
Now, students entering college typically explore a lot of different courses, including history, math, art, English. But as the job market demands more technology workers and students seek out what many call more practical degrees, some schools are cutting back on liberal arts courses and majors.
Our next guest recently wrote about how colleges are handling liberal arts and looked to the University of Wisconsin to see what the future might hold for humanities education in the future.
Adam Harris is a staff writer at The Atlantic, where he covers education. Adam, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, you're looking at us in Wisconsin from the national stage. What caught your eye about the UW system?
So when I was transitioning into The Atlantic, I had been hearing rumors that the University of Wisconsin at Stevens Point would be announcing a proposal to eliminate a couple of its majors, and it was looking at getting rid of some of its majors to account for a budget crunch. And so shortly after I joined The Atlantic, I saw that there was a proposal to eliminate 13 majors, primarily in the liberal arts and the humanities. And as the months went on, that sort of got whittled down to where it would be a proposal to eliminate six majors, including history. And it, of course, generated a lot of national attention, but it also raised an interesting question when it's not a question of whether or not a liberal arts program is going to be cut, but which liberal arts programs are going to be cut. So we kind of wanted to dig into that a little bit more and see if there was anything instructive to learn about the situation in Wisconsin and anything that could be applied on a grander scale.
And it was presented as, fewer people are enrolling in programs like history and some of these other humanities and social science type programs, and there's more demand for something with a specific job that comes out of it, right?
Yeah, one of the main criticisms of the liberal arts is that there aren't many specific job tethers to those positions, even though students who graduate with liberal arts degrees tend to find jobs and the income and earnings tend to equate with students who were not liberal arts majors. But one of the things that Greg Summers, the provost at the University of Wisconsin Stevens Point, was essentially telling me was that, students are kind of making these calculations, and they're looking to align their study with a career. And jobs are also looking to have, people who have actionable skills in STEM fields. But they also do want some liberal arts background.
Right. It's easy to say, okay, if I go and get a degree in nursing, I know what kind of job I'm looking for. If I get a degree in engineering, I know what kind of job I'm looking for. If I get a degree in history, I know I'm probably not going to be a historian. But is there an argument that still that kind of degree translates into a job future?
Yes, because essentially the argument is that a history degree or a liberal arts degree broadly gives you those kind of critical thinking skills. That's what the argument is. You get a liberal arts degree because you have those critical thinking skills that some people have kind of called soft skills in terms of, your writing, your reading, your communication, the way that you think critically about issues. And so it kind of gives you that fundamental basis I guess humanity, right? As opposed to, you've been taught how to do business marketing, and that's all you know how to do. You should have a more well-rounded student is kind of the argument for the liberal arts.
And then we've got this Wisconsin idea that was a big part of the development of the University of Wisconsin and is kind of part of the mission statement for the system. Can you talk about what that is and how it fits into education around the country?
So, yeah, the Wisconsin idea is often attributed to Charles Van Heusen. It's this idea that the boundaries of the university should be the boundaries of the state, right? And he said, I shall never be content until the beneficent influence of the university reaches every family of the state. And it kind of became that idea, of course, has transitioned into other states, but it's kind of the basis for a state university system, that it shouldn't just be knowledge that you're building for the institution, but it should be knowledge that can be applied and used in different ways throughout the state. Whether that is, so originally the Wisconsin idea, you had professors was helping legislators write laws, and it was kind of in this progressive idea. And in 2015, if you will remember, that almost changed, where the Wisconsin idea was kind of proposed to be tweaked from a search for truth and favor of turning it into a kind of meeting the state's workforce needs. And that's kind of broadly what this fight is about, right? As people are trying to tweak and transition the liberal arts into fitting what is best for state workforce needs, or what we might think is best for job preparation in the future.
Adam Harris is with us, writer at The Atlantic, where he covers education. He's talking about the future of liberal arts in higher education, and a debate between the role of universities and colleges, well-rounded liberal arts education, or job and career preparation. Adam, we're not alone in Wisconsin in this debate, right?
No. And kind of across the country, I mean, specifically in history, as you mentioned, since the Great Recession, you've seen a decline in the number of history majors. And particularly one of the reasons why the university, why Stevens Point is having to contemplate making these cuts is because they're in a budget crunch, and state funding for higher education has been drying up across the country. I mean, you look at Arizona, Louisiana, Pennsylvania, Oklahoma, Alabama, you know, these are some of the top states that have seen massive pre-recession level funding cuts over time. Wisconsin kind of falls in the middle of that, but since the Great Recession, they're spending about 23% less dollars per student than they were prior to the recession. So that's kind of affecting this shifting in strategy for colleges to think about, okay, where can we best allocate our dollars? And as Greg Summers said, you know, even for the most noble goals, we can't be everything to everyone. So it's kind of putting colleges and administrators in this kind of very precarious position.
Yeah, and staying at UW Stevens Point, you heard from administrators there, we're not going to have, say, a history major. That doesn't mean we won't have history courses. And there's an idea that, okay, maybe there's a happy middle ground where, yes, we can have these specific job training skills or STEM programs or whatever, but they still have a humanities and social science and liberal arts element in them, so that, you know, even those people coming out with those more job-specific degrees still have some of that well-rounded education.
Yeah, they're essentially trying to make a model where it's a more focused on the general education curriculum and making sure that students are getting that broad liberal arts background in that general education curriculum. But the argument that's essentially saying we should have the major is that when you have a major, you tend to have more faculty in that major who are able to teach more of the upper level courses and kind of do some of that upper level research, where you're thinking at Stevens Point specifically, they have, you know, the courses on the Holocaust, or they have the emphasis on race and ethnicity within the major. So those sorts of things may end up going away, whereas instead you may just have kind of a baseline, you know, this is your U.S. History 1, this is your U.S. History 2, this is your English 1, this is your English 2, this is your composition. And then that's kind of the full extent of what you end up getting. So the argument is that more students are able to get more depth in the liberal arts if there is a liberal arts major, as opposed to kind of as a part of the general education curriculum.
We asked our listeners on the Ideas Network Facebook page what they think of all this. We heard from Gerald, who says, I have a liberal arts degree from UW Parkside. I've done nothing with it. While writing and reading are still a passion of mine, in an ideal world, I'd do something that incorporates those things. Gerald says, I regret the time, effort, and money I've spent on pursuing it. Wish I'd gone for something more useful and practical for a future career. So, at least in this one case, some buyer's remorse on the liberal arts degree. Gerald's probably not alone.
Yeah, and there are kind of, I mean, as the cost of higher education is rising, you know, people are having to make a kind of value proposition, ask and say, what may be the most practical thing in the future? But there are also people who have, you know, gone and got a degree in finance per se and have said, man, maybe I should have done something that was a little bit more challenging in terms of, you know, pursuing a liberal arts degree. Because of those kind of broad-based skill sets that you get as a baseline. I imagine kind of in conversations that I had with some students, they were like, you know, it would be, I would feel bad if ultimately I wasn't able to get that broad history degree, because, you know, kind of going forward into the future, I can kind of do anything that I want. But to have that and like critically think and kind of exist in this life of the mind while I'm in college is a interesting experience.
We're talking to Adam Harris right now about whether liberal arts majors and courses can survive at colleges and universities in this century. He's a staff writer at The Atlantic, where he covers education.
And we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. What do you think about liberal arts education? Do you think colleges and universities should tailor their course offerings to the needs of the job market? Or do you think arts and social sciences are beneficial for students? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page.
We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time.
We continue our conversation about the future of liberal arts education in a market that's putting increasing pressure on colleges to produce students with specific job skills. Our guest is Adam Harris. He's a staff writer for The Atlantic, where he covers education.
You can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you think about all this? Do you think that the liberal arts should be strong and well-funded at colleges and universities in Wisconsin and elsewhere? Or do you think that there should be more focus on degrees, majors that prepare people for particular careers? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We heard Adam from Gerald earlier, who regretted his liberal arts degree. We also heard on Facebook from Eric, who writes, "I'm in information technology in Silicon Valley with my liberal arts degree." He goes on, "The humanities, history, and so much more have made me a very complete person, I feel." And this kind of gets to the heart of a lot of debates in education, not just in colleges, but at all levels. Are we training people to do things in the world, or are we trying to develop well-rounded citizens, people who confront the issues of the day in a thoughtful way? This is at all levels, right?
Yeah, this is definitely, and it also gets to the root of something that even the founders were thinking about, right? Where they were even thinking about creating a national university, where George Washington and James Madison, they had this idea of a national university where people would learn not only the sciences and the math and the history, but they would also learn how to be a citizen. So there's this question of whether or not colleges and universities are places where we are supposed to be creating citizens and fully formed people, or if it's a place that, as Lee Willis, the chair of the history department at Stevens Point, says, is a place that has to kind of line up behind job preparation.
Let's go to our callers now. Stephen is with us in Kenosha. Stephen, hello.
Hi. I just graduated from Carthage College in Kenosha like a week ago with a political science major. And so I just started looking for jobs. And not surprisingly for me, it's pretty clear there's not a lot of entry-level jobs out there, especially in this area, that directly pertain to political science. But I really value my major and what I learned and the skills that I gained as far as communication and writing skills, and the things that I learned that I really don't think I would have learned otherwise in that sort of environment. And I really appreciate what I learned from my professors and that sort of life of the mind that I think was mentioned earlier. I do plan to go to law school at some point, so I think that more directly kind of ties into my major later on. But I understand why they are looking into making those curriculum changes, and we've had these discussions actually in my college courses about sort of the value of a liberal arts education. So I understand these hard decisions need to be made, but I think I agree that keeping those majors on so that those higher level courses can be taken, I think that's should be done if they can. They should keep them if they can.
Stephen, thanks a lot for the call. Congratulations on graduation. Good luck in the job/law school hunt. A lot there, Adam. Sounds like a little bit of mixed feelings, but generally positive about his liberal arts degree there.
Yeah, and also congrats. But I, you know, in speaking with Greg Summers at Stevens Point, one of the things I wanted to ask him was, you know, if the state were to you know, reinvest money in higher education. So a lot of this, as I mentioned, is due to cuts to higher ed. But if the state were to reinvest money in higher ed, I asked them, you know, what would you guys do? Would you keep the history major or what? And he had an interesting response where he said, if we suddenly received more dollars, we'd have to ask some pretty hard questions about where we'd want to invest those dollars. And he would point to the enrollment figures to kind of help him make those decisions. So I think as a kind of broader implications piece of all of this is that, you know, colleges, for all intents and purposes, are trying to survive not only for the next couple of years, but into the next decades. And they're trying to kind of preemptively think about what the next iteration of college looks like. And for some, that may not be as many liberal arts majors as it currently is.
Thanks for that call, Stephen. We're talking to Adam Harris from The Atlantic, talking about liberal arts education in Wisconsin and around the country. Elliot is with us next in Delavan. Elliot, hi. Elliot, are you there?
Hello. Yes.
Hi. Yeah. What did you want to tell us about, Elliot?
Yes, I graduated with liberal arts at UW-Whitewater, and I thought it was the best thing in the world. I had an emphasis in business management, and that's one of the things that's really nice about liberal arts. You can have an emphasis in whatever you want to go into, and then from there you can go into a master's if you want. So it's something to think about for people down the road.
Elliot, thanks. A business degree, but a liberal arts background. You don't have to do one or the other, I guess, Adam.
Yeah. And, you know, kind of as we've been chatting about, it's there's this question of whether or not the liberal arts is kind of giving you this baseline. And, you know, as someone who also has a liberal arts degree, I did a bunch of different things. I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do. Of course, I ultimately ended up in journalism, so it's kind of using the degree. But I, you know, have several friends. I've spoken to several people, and Stephen being one of them, thinking, you know, I am happy that I have this liberal arts degree because it's kind of given me this basis, right? And I can do other things with it. And I think there is something important, and there's something that can be said for that.
Thanks a lot for calling in, Elliot. John joins us now in Madison. John, hi, what do you think?
I think ultimately what the debate is about the tension that exists between education and the goals of education and the goals of studying history and living in a capitalist society. It's a debate that, you guys are talking about the value of a liberal arts education, but the deeper debate is about what kind of world do we want to live in as a society. You know, we want to make history relevant. We want to make the liberal arts relevant. And I think in a lot of ways, there's a lot of resistance against making them relevant because it involves questioning what it means to live in a capitalist society and maybe changing the power dynamics of the society we live in. And there's a real tension there. And that's one of the reasons conservatives in this country want to defund education. That's just one of the many reasons they do. But thank you.
John, thanks for the call. Adam, what do you think?
So, yeah, there is kind of this tension there between, you know, should higher education be about developing workers? Should it just simply be we are getting you ready for job preparation and we're trying to set you up to make as much money as possible? Or is it to develop the whole person? And I think that is an inherent tension between kind of some of the more liberal arts where it's giving you a baseline, as we've mentioned, and kind of a system of job preparation.
Thanks a lot for that call. Tim is with us now in La Crosse. Tim, hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I'm a liberal arts graduate from a private college, Lawrence University here in Wisconsin, an art history major of all things. And, you know, one of the things I noticed when I graduated over 25 years ago that some of my friends from who had received non-liberal arts degrees, indeed did make more money out of college, right out of college. But in the long term, about 10, 15, 20, 25 years out, it seemed like the liberal arts majors were earning more money. So from an economic standpoint, it seems that the liberal arts education pays off not on day one or year one after graduation, but over some time. And that's certainly been true for many of my classmates. And I'm wondering if you're guest has any comments about that? The economics of long-term economics of liberal arts education.
Adam, do we know anything? Do you have numbers handy on that?
I don't have numbers exactly handy, but there was a Wall Street Journal article that I remember looking at as I was working through this, and I just pulled it back up. The headline was, "Good news, liberal arts majors. Your peers probably won't out-earn you forever." And so it does. The gap narrows and tends to disappear as things go on, as time goes on. So you really do have to look at, you can't just look at immediate career earnings. You probably can't even look at, you know, 5-year career earnings, because, you know, a liberal arts major may also go to law school or, you know, do those sorts of things, may go to medical school, may go and get their MBA. So I think kind of over the long term, kind of looking at data longitudinally, so 10 years, 20 years on, I think that's when you really start to see what the value of that baseline really was.
Briefly, as we wrap up, Adam, do you see the pendulum going over time toward this more business job training approach than the liberal arts approach now and into the future?
If the response to the story was any indication, the liberal arts isn't going anywhere without a fight. However, there is a strong incentive, particularly if states continue to on the path that they're on, where public higher education is kind of being defunded, then it will be really difficult for schools that are having to make that choice. Now, of course, this isn't going to affect the big universities with large endowments. So it's probably not going to affect the UW-Madisons and the University of Texas Austins and things like that of the world. But some of those smaller regional campuses are going to be forced to make some really difficult decisions in the coming years about, you know, whether or not liberal arts majors as they currently are sustainable.
Adam, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
That's Adam Harris, staff writer at The Atlantic, talking about the future of liberal arts education.
Coming up Monday on Central Time, we'll find out how a Wisconsin project is using bandanas to help start conversations about mental health and suicide prevention.
That and more, all coming up Monday here on Central Time.